instead of attributing behavior to traits of character, states of mind, developmental stages, all of those things which center inside the individual, we turn to past history and present circumstances. And in the laboratory, we can arrange extremely complex situations in which behavior is tightly controlled by the environment. And that doesn't mean stimulus response, please. I have not been a stimulus response psychologist for more than 50 years, although I'm still called that by careless critics. It is a different kind of environmental control, an important kind, because it, like natural selection, it emphasizes the fact that behavior is selected by its consequences, not triggered by stimuli, but shaped and maintained by what happens when we behave.